FNC's Piro, NYAG's lawsuit against NRA prove they are coming for your gun. By Jeff Poor on August 8, 2020. Saturday on Fox News Channel's Justice, host Jeanine Pirro opined on New York State Attorney General Letitia James' civil lawsuit against the National Rifle Association, NRA, during her opening statement. Pirro said the suit was an effort to take people's guns despite the apparent legal contradictions. Transcript as follows. Pirro, they're coming, and this might just be the one thing, more than anything else, that raises the alert that they're coming for your gun. This week, New York Attorney General Letitia James sued four officials of the National Rifle Association and the NRA itself in what is a classic fraud case, a civil lawsuit alleging misuse of funds, leaders exploiting their positions for personal benefit, expensive meals, travel on private jets, vacations, which if true, is an outrage. But AG James is not a prosecutor. There's no indictment, no jail time. But she is calling for and demanding the dissolution of the NRA. So what's this about? Permit me to set the table. Letitia James ran to become the New York State Attorney General in 2019 on a left-wing platform of Trump hate. Take a listen. Begin video clip. James, oh, we're definitely going to sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the bleep. He's going to know my name personally. End video clip. Pirro, classy, huh? Not to mention a violation of ethical standards. Another central theme of her campaign, the promise to prosecute the NRA. But now, of course, she says her charges have nothing to do with politics. Thank God for honest politicians, huh? Folks, this is a classic civil fraud lawsuit brought by one state AG to seek the dissolution of the largest, most influential pro-gun, Second Amendment organization in the nation. An attempt on her part to take down and silence the strongest voice in America on the Second Amendment gun rights. Yet, another attempt by the cancel culture clan to erase an organization that is the number one training group in America on firearm safety. Consider this, she says the NRA, an organization supported by mostly Republican candidates, targeted for takedown by a leftist Democrat brand new leftist Democrat within 90 days of a presidential election has nothing to do with her personal opinion. Really? Since when do we take down an organization because of alleged fraud by some of the leadership? As district attorney, I prosecuted and convicted an employee from stealing a significant amount of money for personal use from his organization. Should I have then moved to dissolve the organization from which he stole, the Guiding Eyes for the Blind? Should I have closed it, to use her words, for the NRA, because it was a breeding ground for greed? Begin video clip. James, it's clear that NRA has been failing to carry out its mission for many years, and instead has operated as a breeding ground for greed, abuse, and brazen illegality. End video clip. Pirro, should I have told the blind in Westchester I can't allow this organization to continue because it's a breeding ground for greed? Of course not. If the parish priest gets prosecuted, should we shut down the church? Is this lawsuit really about justice? If you think so, I've got a gun to sell you. Miss AG, if this has nothing to do with politics, and it's only about a charity violation, how about you prove you are a woman of the law and investigate the organized criminal enterprise that is paraded around as 501c3 charity, the infamous Clinton Foundation, the one that in 2013, according to the IRS Form 990, brought in a total revenue of $150 million with total grant disbursement of $9 million. Of that, only a small percentage going to charity while spending nearly $18 million on travel and conference and $30 million on salaries and benefits. And what does it tell you? The Charity Navigator says they can't even rate the organization because it's an atypical business model that cannot be captured in their current rating. Think of all the work you'll save. The Clinton Foundation is shut down. No more pay-to-play contributions since Hillary is no longer a viable candidate. You won't even need to dissolve the organization. Folks, if they can do this to the nation's largest and most powerful gun group, think of what they can do for you. Think I'm exaggerating? Take a listen to Joe Biden's point man on gun control, Beto O'Rourke. Begin video clip. O'Rourke, hell, yes, we are going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. End video clip. Pirro, so, we're in the middle of a pandemic. Civil unrest, anarchy at our door, literal burning of churches and courthouses, anti-American hate, flag-hating, religious desecration. Police defunding, departments burning, children murdered as they sit in their strollers, and the top cop in New York wants to civilly sue and dissolve the NRA while there is an all-out assault on our democracy and way of life. At a time when gun sales are going through the roof. Up 122% the last year because Americans are afraid the cavalry won't be there for them when trouble comes. You want to do what? You want to dissolve the NRA, the one organization. The strongest organization that speaks for gun owners? And I, too, was a keynote for the organization. It's time to recognize that the attempt by the left-hating progressives to silence gun owners and take away their guns is of utmost importance to them. And when you use a gun like the McCloskeys did in St. Louis, they will prosecute you. Even Los Angeles DA Jackie Lacey's husband has been charged by the California version of New York's Letitia James. Their AG Xavier Becerra, for taking a gun out when Black Lives Matter rioters approached their home. The next time a liberal leftist-loving progressive tells you you shouldn't have a gun or you can't use it to defend yourself or your property, tell them this. Tell them I don't need your permission or your sanctimonious condemnation is why I should or shouldn't have for having a gun. I own guns because it's my right. It's my Second Amendment right. And neither you nor anyone in Washington gave me that right. It's a God-given natural right that's confirmed by the people who founded this nation. And I don't want to hear about your Trump-hating, leftist gun-hating, capitalism-hating nonsense. It's time to go back to being unafraid. To go back to the Constitution and go back to the America our founding fathers would actually recognize. You have 86 days to decide. Do you want to live in Joe Biden and Beto O'Rourke's America? Or President Donald Trump's America, which enshrines and guarantees our right to own a gun and use it to defend yourself? Think hard. Your life may depend on it. And that's my open. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.